We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, inspiring viewers and birth bulletin. That means welcome in a Sami language, spoken by Sami people in areas of northern Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Russia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacue Cable Vision and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santini de Paraguay, Channel 30. Norqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemende on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Linde and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Media Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hope Province, Channel 21 on Han Ate Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ilkhotinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Dahun Olt Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnari. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com. With high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, we have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Kenya takes steps to enhance geothermal energy production. In medical news, 130 kidney donors are honored in Singapore. In technology news, a Spanish-based galactic company will have flights for space tourists in 2012. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 27, is Bangladeshi public health activist Dr. Savrula Chowdhury's birthday. Born in 1941 in Qurpara, present-day Bangladesh, Dr. Chowdhury assisted in bringing affordable medical care to Bangladeshi citizens in 1972. He established Gunu Shatsaya Kendra, which means the People's Health Center in Bengali. Moreover, Dr. Chowdhury was a key advisor in Bangladesh's Essential Drugs Act in 1982, which helped to ensure the availability of affordable medicines. He has received much recognition for his humanitarian work, including the Right Livelihood Award in 1992 and the Independence Day Award in 1997, Bangladesh's highest honour. Our gratitude, Dr. Savrula Chowdhury, for your devotion and service to helping others. May you have a very happy birthday filled with heaven's blessings.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Senegal. From the end of August to September, the Senegalese capital of Dakar was hit by 5 days of torrential rains. Numerous people were rendered homeless when buildings were destroyed by the unusual floods.
On September 3rd, Supreme Master Qinghai had quickly donated $10,000 in aid while conveying her love and sympathy and asking our association members to go if possible to help. This amount could obtain $297,000 in items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Senegal.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,162, our association members from Benin traveled to Dakar as soon as they could. With the help of the local flood relief coordinator, Housing Ministry representative, Mr. Massou Ndoy, the relief team was able to deliver food supplies to those with low incomes staying in a relocated area. They distributed rice, vegetable oil, and salt to the residents, who were deeply grateful for Master's love and assistance.
Donc aujourd'hui nous recevons une aide considérable. Donc nous remercions l'association internationale du maître suprême Qinghai.
Nous remercions vivement d'avoir pensé aux nécessités de Qinghai.
Nous remercions vivement l'association internationale du maître suprême Qinghai. Donc de cet acte noble.
Merci le suprême Qinghai.
Senegal's local representative for the Ministry of Urban Affairs, Housing, Urban Water, Public Hygiene and Sanitation, Mr. Massou Ndoy, also sent a letter of thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Dear Supreme Master, we acknowledge receipt of the gift that you have kindly offered to affected populations. This donation will surely be welcomed by those people with very low incomes. Our sincere thanks, and please accept, dear Supreme Master, our feelings of gratitude. Mr. Massou Ndoy, Local Representative, Senegal Ministry of Urban Affairs, Housing, Urban Water, Public Hygiene and Sanitation.
We thank Mr. Ndoy and the Government of Senegal for their gracious support and assistance. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care of those most in need, as well as our association members for their dedicated efforts. With the grace of heaven, may recovery be swift for the Senegalese people in resuming the regularity of their daily lives, as such disturbing events are eased through humanity's kinder, earth-harmonizing ways.
Fly floods take lives in Morocco. Reports on Friday, December 25th, stated that 5 people had lost their lives in travel-related incidents as a result of heavy rains that triggered flash floods across the country. Many others sustained injuries in the stormy conditions as houses collapsed in Casablanca and Marrakech, and parts of Tangiers and Tetouan towns in the north were completely submerged in water. Upon learning of this calamity, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly requested that our native or nearby association members go to comfort and assist the afflicted, including any injured and those who lost loved ones. Expressing much sorrow and her prayers, she added that funds are available as needed. Our thankfulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt consideration and care for the vulnerable. We are saddened to hear of the human tolls of this harsh weather and send our condolences to the families who have suffered loss. Our prayers for the smooth restoration of the Moroccan people's fulfilling day-to-day lives, and that our striving for greater benevolence may ease disasters as these.
Midwestern USA swept with fierce Christmas snowstorm. On Christmas Day, an unusually strong winter storm swept through a series of Midwestern states, bringing snow and ice that stranded many travelers. Numerous flights were cancelled and highways across the states of Texas, Oklahoma, North Dakota, and South Dakota were closed as roads became treacherously icy, with conditions that cost at least 19 people's lives.
Meanwhile, officials advised people to stay home or pack emergency kits if they had to set out. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry declared a state of emergency as crews in his state, as well as Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois, and Iowa, worked to restore power to thousands of customers.
We appreciate the concerned initiatives of Governor Henry and other officials, as well as the utility crews and all working to ease conditions of the storm, as we pray for the protection of the affected people. May such extreme weather events subside as humans act with gentler regard for the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
OLAC, or Vietnam, launches public service television channel. In an effort to mitigate both the human and financial losses incurred by storms and flooding in recent years, state-owned network Vietnam Television Corporation, or VTC, has announced a new channel, VTC 14, being launched to warn of natural disasters and raise awareness about climate change.
Experts consider the low-lying coastal regions of OLAC as especially vulnerable, saying that the Mekong Delta region could be among the 5 worst affected by global warming. Effective January 1, 2010, the new channel will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with 12 weather bulletins a day that provide clearly presented information.
Vietnam Television Corporation and OLAC, we appreciate your efforts to save lives and protect citizens' well-being. Let us all assist by adopting sustainable lifestyles that support the life of all brethren on earth.
Gaza Strip enforces smoking ban. The Interior Ministry of the Hamas government in Palestine recently announced the smoke-free measure, which applies to schools, universities, hospitals, community clubs, restaurants, public transportation vehicles, and waiting areas, as well as other areas identified by the government. In a statement, the Cabinet Secretary General said that the ban was intended to protect public health and the environment. Our appreciation, Gazan officials, for this initiative to enhance the lives of the gracious Palestinian people. Wishing that everyone is soon free of such harmful addictions so that they all may live in the healthful enjoyment of fresh, pure air.
Outdoor secondhand smoke poses health risk. In a study believed to be the first of its kind, the University of Georgia in the USA collaborated with the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to evaluate the effects of secondhand smoke in outdoor settings. 20 non-smoking adult participants were placed in each of 3 locations: outside bars, outside restaurants, and a control group outside a university library. The results showed a 162% increase in the levels of the nicotine byproduct cotinine in the volunteers exposed to secondhand smoke outside the bars, and 103% in those outside restaurants. We thank the scientists at the University of Georgia and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for this valued information. May we all awaken to the need to provide intoxicant-free environments, indoors and out, for the vibrant welfare of all beings.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Venezuela's 54th president remembered. Twice elected President Rafael Caldera, also recognized as one of the founders of the nation's democracy, passed away on Thursday, December 24th, at the age of 93. President Caldera, who formed the Christian Copai Party in 1946, was known for his integrity and simple living. Former presidential candidate and current Copai Party leader, Eduardo Fernandez, conveyed both tribute and his sense of loss, saying, "One of the heroes of our civil democracy has disappeared. We extend our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Venezuela's 54th President Caldera. May he rest peacefully in the everlasting love of the divine."
Young filmmakers honored from around the globe. Winners of the Plural Plus Youth Video Festival Awards were chosen in several age categories from videos made in 36 different countries for their work that highlighted concerns related to migration, identity, and diversity. The event, sponsored by the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations and the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, encourages understanding and respect for all people and offers young individuals the opportunity to express their views in such areas as human rights.
Distinguished this year in the 9-12 age category was a group of 12 Palestinian children for Warda, an animated film that describes youth perceptions regarding the wall between Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. In the 13-17 age category, Young Min Kim from the Republic of Korea was recognized for her claymation video, Who Am I?, depicting the challenges faced by a girl of Korean and Uzbek descent. The prize for the 18-25 age category went to a film called Something to Exchange, a dialogue between old and new migrants, by Veronica Owusu-Kaye of Ghana, Yanira Incio-No of Peru, and Zouine Chaima of Morocco. These winning videos will be shown at a variety of events worldwide in 2010.
Our applause and admiration, all young honorees of the Plural Plus Youth Video Festival Awards. Heaven bless your thoughtful and creative efforts to foster greater appreciation among our fellow human beings. May we all grow in love and acceptance of each other.
Save our planet. Warming temperatures linked to oceanic dead zones. Researchers from Oregon State University recently published results of studies evaluating the occurrence of hypoxia, or extremely low levels of oxygen, that occur in the oceans. Although such regions were previously unknown to Central Oregon, these dead zones now appear annually, with the low levels of oxygen causing a massive die-off of marine life, including fish and invertebrates such as crabs.
Unlike the dead zones already found in the coastal Mississippi Delta and other areas, which can be traced to runoff from livestock manure and fertilizers, the hypoxic regions off the Oregon coast occur in the open ocean. In studying ancient sea sediment, the scientists found that such dead zones also occurred about 20,000 years ago during a rapid warming of the Antarctic, similar to what the Earth is experiencing now, as wind and water circulation was affected globally.
Oregon State researchers, we are grateful for your work that adds to our growing knowledge about the dangers of a warming planet. We pray for lifestyles leading to the well-being of all life in our shared ecosphere.
As she has in earlier times, Supreme Master Ching Hai indicated in a June 2008 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, the proper action that is needed to avoid even larger scale devastation than the ocean dead zones.
Stock raising, animals breeding is the number one cause of damage to our planet. And it is going to destroy our world if we do not stop. I really mean it. We have to stop this. We have to stop the killing, we have to stop the meat eating, we have to stop insecticide, we have to go organic. And vegetarian is a must. Otherwise, there will not be just the dead zones in the ocean. I repeat, otherwise, if we don't do anything now, if we don't become wet, we don't stop polluting our planet in many ways, then there will not be just the dead zones in the ocean. There will be a dead planet. And we also will be dead beings too. Vegan diet will save the planet. It's the fastest and the easiest, and everyone can do it.
Save our planet. With a summer of drought followed by recent intensive rainfall, Canadian Environmental Minister Barry Penner of British Columbia warns that more preparation is needed for future climate extremes, such as flooding and degraded water supplies.
Save our planet. The United Kingdom is set to develop the country's first commercial-scale geothermal power station, which will make use of the Earth's natural underground warming to provide sustainable heat for local homes, businesses, and the national grid.
Save our planet. In a survey conducted for the newspaper Bild am Sonntag, 80% of Germans said they would change their lifestyles in order to help curb global warming.
Warning news. Canadian researchers find that low-carbohydrate, high-fat regimes, such as the meat-intensive Atkins diet, are no more effective than others for weight loss, and that the saturated fat intake can cause a dangerous rise in cardiovascular disease.
Hello, I'm Jane on the Springbok, and I'm a vegan. Today I'd like to share an environmental tip. Green cleaning products are not only good for your home, they are beneficial to have at schools. If you're a parent or a guardian, contact your children's local school to recommend using eco-friendly products. There are many sites online to find ideas of safe, non-toxic cleaning supplies. Thank you for your attention and thank you for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
in sustainable energy news. Kenya is enhancing geothermal energy sources. This alternative method of power is generated by harnessing steam from underground water heated by the Earth's core. By 2030, the government-operated geothermal development company plans to increase its production of geothermal power from the present 167 megawatts to 4,000 megawatts. Our sincere appreciation, Kenya and Geothermal Development Company, for your commitment to clean energy. May all countries turn to the earth-saving vegan diet and green sources for a long-lasting planetary future.
In medical news, kidney donors are honored in Singapore. The Society of Transplantation held a ceremony to express gratitude to 130 kidney donors. Among them was 90-year-old Madam Wong Pek Chi, who donated a kidney to her son 35 years ago and is still very well. With respect to the donors, Professor Ayvad Sala, president of the Society of Transplantation, said, "Their entire reward comes from seeing their loved ones do well after a transplant and know they have made a difference in their loved one's life." Heaven's blessings, Professor Ayvad Sala, Society of Transplantation, Madam Wong Pek Chi, and all those who have selflessly offered such a precious gift of life. May your grateful recipients enjoy futures of vibrant good health and happiness. Up next on Noteworthy News, space travelers in 2012 will be able to see the sunrise 15 times a day. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more cheerful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an advanced world. In technology news, a space hotel is scheduled to open in 2012. The Galactic Suite Space Resort is a project of the Spain-based Galactic Suite Limited. Guests will be able to travel in a single pod at 30,000 kilometers per hour. Travelers will move by using Velcro suits, which will attach themselves to walls. The space tourists will orbit 450 kilometers above our planet, having views of the sunrise 15 times a day. A three-night stay at a cost of $4.4 million includes an 8-week training session on a tropical island. The flight has already been reserved by at least 43 people. Good luck in your futuristic endeavor, Galactic Suite Limited. We look forward to hearing about marvelous journeys beyond our world.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Shanghainese entitled Fabric Shopping.
And now for our viewers' heartline from Miss Margie Evans, the executive director and founder of Los Angeles Music Week. Miss Evans is an internationally acclaimed singer and has performed with top entertainers, including B.B. King and Joe Turner. She is highly admired for her many musical accomplishments and her devotion to sharing Los Angeles's rich musical background with as many people as possible. Miss Evans is truly a legend in her own time.
My dearest Supreme Master Ching Hai and all members of the International Association, since August 30, I have improved my health by being a true vegetarian. I thank God so much for you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I study you and the Word of God. You have blessed me so much. We are not with money, but God supplies all my needs. I move right along with Los Angeles Music Week and know all will be well. This is our 16th year, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai, your teachings are my source. You are the greatest. I went to my physician for a health check. To his surprise, my blood pressure was almost normal. No heart trouble, no diabetics, none of those sickness that plagued the African American communities. Losing weight the right way, slowly and eating correctly is healing my body the right way. Any human being that would love to improve their health, please become a vegetarian. It works. No drugs, none of those diets that's up and down. Oh, thank you, God, for Supreme Master Ching Hai and the International Association. All my love and appreciation to you. God's grace and mercy continue to bring me through. Margie Evans.
Hi, Margie. Thank you so much for your heartfelt words and wonderful news. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly replied for you.
Beautiful soul, Margie. Your stellar bill of health is music to my heart. So glad the veg diet is helping you in many ways. God will grant everything to those that are pure in spirit. I love you more. May God's immense grace be bestowed upon you and yours. Ching Hai.
Do you have a Heartline today? We welcome your Heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Ip Mil Burisid Nidipjo, which means God bless and Sami.
May the love of heaven guide your every step.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Royal Highness Prince Faisal of Jordan met with representatives of the nation's Christian churches to convey best Christmas wishes from His Majesty King Abdullah II.
Brazil sets aside 50,000 square kilometers of reserves for indigenous people in the Amazon to honor their lifestyle and heritage, as well as protect the environment.
Canadian Kimberly Jensen gives her boss the best Christmas present he said he's ever received, and she donates a kidney that helps ensure the future health of this father of five children.
An Egyptian delegation commends progress on a second round of talks with the United States in Washington, D.C., where participants discuss efforts to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations.
Following his release from the hospital after being injured by a citizen, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi offers forgiveness to his assailant, a man who is known to have mental troubles.
The United Nations launches a new website called womenpoliticalparticipation.org, available in the primary languages spoken in Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia, to encourage increased political engagement by women.
The European Union prepares for 2010 as the European Year for Combating Poverty and Social Exclusion, with the goal of bringing dignity, participation, and financial well-being to all members of society.
The Uruguayan National Historic Monument, the Covered Wagon, which has stood in the capital city of Montevideo since its creation in 1934 by sculptor José Belloni, is reopened after a complete restoration.
A team of U.S. and South Korean researchers developed the first molecular-level transistor by applying gold contacts to a benzene molecule, allowing them to change the molecule's energy states by adjusting the contact voltage.
The UN's World Food Program and UNICEF are partnering on nutrition for mothers and children in Afghanistan to help improve its maternal and infant health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.